This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, August 31st, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The Global Union, which represents food, farm, hotel, and restaurant workers, is holding its International Congress in Geneva this week. The IUF represents 2.5 million workers in 130 countries. The 500 delegates attending the Congress have been debating a number of issues, including the rise of precarious work due to technological change. Sue Longley, the IUF's Deputy General Secretary, opened the discussions about the growing insecurity of employment.
Quantitative issues, digitalization, robotics, and artificial intelligence, we know will combine to make many service and manufacturing jobs scarcer still. And it's really a stretch to believe that new jobs created will either qualitatively or quantitatively compensate society for the jobs that will be lost. As a result, the issue of how society will handle the growing gap between jobs available and those needing jobs and able to work is now preoccupying increasing numbers of peoples and organizations. This, in large part, explains the growing debate around some form of universal basic income. Universal basic income, providing income to all in society, whether in waged work or not, is becoming a mainstream discussion. 10 years ago, it would have been unheard of, but now, controversial though it is, the fact is that it is on the table, and at least some level of recognition that we face a societal challenge that ultimately needs a political solution. In the meantime, we are faced with the struggle to defend what we have, again, quantitatively by fighting job losses, and qualitatively by transforming unstable jobs into proper stable jobs with dignity and paying decent wages.
One of the delegates attending the IUF Congress is Tim Kennedy, the National Secretary of Australia's National Union of Workers.
Our union in Australia represents workers who make, pack, prepare and deliver the food that we eat every day, all the way through the supply chain. Many of these jobs for many years created opportunity and security and a measure of prosperity for many of our members. But not anymore. For an army of workers in Australia, there is a big risk shift from capital onto individual workers in the form of insecure work in all its forms. 40% of workers in our industries are in some form of insecure work now. And this is not just an economic inequality issue, but it's a power issue for our workers and for our unions. In Australia, we have a crisis in organised labour. Private sector union density is now below 10%, 9.5%. Union density in insecure work and labour hire workers is 4.6%. And for many years, my union, the National Union of Workers, failed to deal with this fundamental issue. And 5 years ago, in order to be a union that could build power again and change workers' lives, we began a campaign that we call Jobs You Can Count On. It was our response to the challenge that the union needs to grow, the workers need to lead on their issues, and we need to rebuild union power. It was fundamentally a growth campaign based on building solidarity between all types of workers. We were not going to be the National Union of Full-Time Workers, we were going to be the National Union of All Workers. And we focused on being a union that is grounded in action, building solidarity between all types and groups of workers, irrespective of what employers call them, to be able for them to organise themselves to lead on the issues that are important to them. And I believe we've been successful in doing that. It transformed our union industrially, where we now stand with workers, recently arrived migrants to our country, and they stand together with workers who have been in our union for many years, and we organise around secure work. And it's an important change for our union. We started this in the workplaces, and then we moved it into the community. We made common ground with community groups.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. The IUF Congress runs until tomorrow, September 1st. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.